Welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron and you're tuned to 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. This is a folk music program and today we're going to be looking at tracks taken from featured albums from 2023. Most weeks there's a featured album on the program and I play half a dozen or so tracks from it. But today we're going to be looking at lots of different tracks from lots of different featured albums. First one is a song called Gormshall Moor. And Gormshall Moor was a celebrated wise woman, otherwise known as a witch, from Lochaber in the Scottish Highlands. She just happens to be a patron of Clan Cameron. I don't think I read anything about her in the quarterly Clan newsletter. But anyway, here we go. Gormshall Moor from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones. Very accomplished couple of musicians. Despite the Wind and Rain was the album, and it was one of our featured albums in 2023.
Hi, oh, Carl and Yolly, hi, oh.
Domshall Moore. She wasn't a witch. She was just a wise woman. There's a lot of them about. Apparently a patron of Clan Cameron. She was. That was news to me. Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones with that song. Quite orchestral arrangement from the album Despite the Wind and Rain. The Dreadnought is the next song, and it comes from Jack Rutter and a bunch of pals, John Bowden, Seth Lakeman, Ben Nichols, and Emily Portman. He put out an album called Sea Song Sessions in 2023, and it was a featured album on the program. And I'll follow it with something from Crooked Still, terrific progressive bluegrass band. At the time this was recorded, a song called Angeline the Baker. The vocalist was Aoife O'Donovan, and the cello was being played by that crazy person, Rushad Eggleston.
Shipping the lads are one clip at a vaunted fame. She hails from New York town, you know, and the Dreadnought is her name. She's bound away to the westward, where the stormy winds do blow. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Now the Dreadnought she is sailing, she's leaving England shore. So farewell dearest Nancy, you're the girl that I adore. And fare thee well sweet England, the land we hold so dear. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall steer. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Now the Dreadnought she's a-bowling down the wild Irish sea, and the passengers dancing merry with their hearts so full of glee. The sailors walk the decks, me boys, like lions to and fro. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Now the Dreadnought she is sailing far out on the Red Cross line, where the dark and stormy seas, me boys, they crash along our sides. So fill away your main top sails, board your foretop also, and bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Here's a health unto the Dreadnought and to all the fearless crew. Let's drink to Captain Samuels, and here's to his officers too. You can talk about flash packets, the swallowtail and the black ball, but the Dreadnought, she's the clipper that she'll beat them one and all. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go.
Thank you. The way I've always loved you means all you've ever seen. Angela and the baker, Angela and me. Should have married Angela just 20 years ago. Angela and the baker, age of 43. Fed her sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angela and the baker, Angela and me. Should have married Angela just 20 years ago. Never shall forget her, no matter where I am. She says she can't do hard work because she is not stout. She bakes the biscuits every day and pours the coffee out. Angela and the baker, age of 43. Fed her sugar candy, she still won't marry me. Angela and the baker, Angela and me. Should have married Angela just 20 years ago. Color of stormy sky before the rain came down. 16 horses in my pack. Weaver, he was blind. I dreamed that I was dying. I saw my Angela. Angela, the baker, age of 43. Fed her sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angela, the baker, Angela, I know. Should have married Angela just 20 years ago.
That song, Angela and the Baker, was composed by Stephen Foster for the Christy Minstrels. Not the new Christy Minstrels, the original Christy Minstrels, back in the 1840s, 50s. Sung there by Aoife O'Donovan and the group Crooked Still, with some wild cello from Rushad Eggleston, who dresses pretty much like a goblin when he's playing. Before that song, we heard The Dreadnought by Jack Rutter, with some accompaniment from John Bowden, Seth Lakeman, Ben Nichols, and Emily Portman. Next in our exploration of 2023's featured albums, we'll have some skiffle, which is not music usually associated with Van Morrison. When he was a high school student, he was in a skiffle band in Northern Ireland, Belfast, I guess. Here's a track that he recorded a long time after he left school. This is a much more recent album called Moving On Skiffle. The song, Yonder Comes a Sucker.
Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my girl. And she's gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone, gone. And I bid her my last farewell. Fell in love with pretty little thing. I thought that when it bells would ring, she was as sweet she could be. Till I found out what she did to me. That's why I'm singing railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my girl. But she's gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my best farewell. I asked her mother to let her go. She whispered, mother, please tell him no. Though he may think that I am true, there's plenty more who think so too. Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my girl. And she's gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my best farewell.
Sucker,
gonna have to pay. And when he finds that
she is gone,
I guess I'll hear him
sing this song.
Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he stole my girl. And she's gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my last farewell. River and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he stole my girl. And she's gone, 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 gone. And I bid her my last farewell. And I bid her my last farewell. And I bid her my last farewell.
The drought is down on field and flock, the river bed is dry. And we must shift the starving stock before the cattle die. So we muster up with weary hearts at breaking of the day. And turn our heads to foreign parts to take the stock away. By stock routes bare and eaten, on dusty roads and beaten, with half a chance to save their lives, we take the stock away. We cannot use the whips for shame on beasts that crawl along. We have to drop the weak and lame and try to save the strong. The wrath of God is on the track, the drought fiend holds his sway. With blows and cries and stock whip crack, we take the stock away. They fall, we leave them lying, with crows to watch them dying, in heat and drought and hopeless pain. We take the stock away. So in dull despair the days go by, with never a hope of change. But every stage we feel more nigh the distant mountain range. And some may live to climb the pass and reach the great plateau, and revel in the mountain grass by a stream that's fed with snow. As the mountain wind is blowing, it starts to cackle low, and the creatures smell the mountain grass that's 20 miles away. They press towards the mountain grass, they look with eager eyes, along the rugged stony pass that slopes towards the skies. Their feet may bleed from rocks and stones, but though the blood drop starts, they struggle on with stifled groans, for hope is in their hearts. For the mountain wind is blowing, and the mountain grass is growing, they're breaking to a kind of run. Pull up and let 'em go. The days had gone to heat and drought upon the stricken plain. The wind has shifted right about and brought the welcome rain. The river runs with sullen roar, all flecked with yellow foam. And we must take the road once more and bring the cattle home. And its lads will raise a chorus, there's a pleasant trip before us towards the far-off mountain land. So bring the cattle back. We have to watch them close at night for fear they'll make a rush and break away in headlong flight across the open bush. And by the campfire's cheery blaze with mellow voice and strong, we hear the lonely watchman raise the overlander's song. While stars shine out above us like the eyes of those who love us, the eyes of those who watch and wait to greet the cattle home. The plains are all away with grass, the skies are deep as blue, and leisurely the cattle pass and feed the long day through. But when we sight the station gate, we make the stock ribs crack. There's a welcome sound to those who wait to greet the cattle back. And through the twilight falling, we hear their voices calling as the cattle splash across the ford and turn it into foam. The children run to meet us, our wives and sweethearts greet us, the heroes from the overland who brought the cattle home.
That voice is heard much more often on this program than Van Morrison's. That was Jerry Hallam with originally a poem by Banjo Paterson called With the Cattle, put to music, and it turned out quite nicely there, didn't it? Jerry Hallam from an album called Half a Lifetime Ago. Before that, Van the Man, Van Morrison, with Yonder Comes a Sucker, going back to his skiffled days. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but the next song is called Cold Blows the Rainy Night. Lots of versions of this song. This isn't a bad one. It's from Siobhan Miller and the album Bloom. And we'll follow that with something rather different from a musician from Barcelona.
My heart is frozen to my head. My body is like a lump of lead. My shoes are frozen to my feet. And I'm standing at your window.
Oh, let me in, the young man cried.
Cold blow the rainy night.
Oh, let me in, the young man cried.
No, I'll never marry. I'll be happy inside.
That's a Catalan accordion player, Pere Romani. A very well-worn accordion by the look of it. You can't see it, but I can. Two tunes of his own composition, Jotis de la Noticia and Jotis de Rocacorba, from his only album, I think, Harmonic. Before that, Cold Blows the Rainy Night by a well-respected Scottish singer, Siobhan Miller. Paul Kelly joins the program now from an album called People. This song is not one of his, which is unusual, I guess, for Kelly. Most of his albums are almost entirely originals. Well, this is original, just not by him. It's composed by Casey Benedetto. And if that name has any relevance to you, you may have seen the musical Keating, as in Paul Keating. And it imagines Keating after losing in 1996, losing the election. And it's a song called Light on the Hill. And those of you listening in the Bathurst area might recognise that phrase as well, because former Prime Minister Ben Chifley used it when he was talking about the objectives of the Australian Labor Party. Anyway, here's Paul Kelly and Light on the Hill.
They're counting up the votes across Australia, and counting down seconds of my years. I've seen quite a few elections. I know how to read projections. I can recognize the change when it appears. The people make the ultimate decision. The system says they always get it right. So though it seems like half an hour since I stumbled into power, now it's time for me to say goodnight. But still I dream of a country rich and clever, with compassion and endeavor, reaching out towards forever. And I'm still dreaming of a life on the hill. You start off in your local council chambers, you fight and dream until you reach your prime. And if you should succeed, by the time you get to leave, you're pretty much exhausted from the climb. You only get a moment in the penthouse before you find you're standing on the sill. And if you're sunk in ham and gammon, when it turns from feast to famine, then you're lucky if you've had your fill. But still I dream, heads are high and hearts are heavy, eyes are bright and clear and steady, full of promise that we're ready to fulfill. I'm dreaming of the light on the hill. Across Australia, this time it seems the verdict is severe. Swan, McEwen, Fat and Dixon, Bass and Patterson and Kingston, but it's Oxley with a message loud and clear. Bring us back our comfy bloody country, take us back to simple days of yore. Nothing alien or scary, light it down or air a fairy, just put it back the way it was before. But still I dream that the stars will be aligned as our fates are intertwined, till every heart is shining with goodwill, shining like the light on the hill, shining like.
Thank you.
Sounds very French-Canadian, doesn't it, with that foot percussion rhythm going on? Well, it is, sort of. It's an Aberdonian musician called Arthur Coates, who has a strong interest in Quebecois music. That was Suite Ambiante, S-U-I-T-E, Suite Ambiante. And Arthur Coates' album, Trapdoor to Hell. Why is it called that? Well, when you're doing that foot percussion, folks, you generally have a plank on the floor in front of you to stamp on, and colloquially known as the trapdoor to hell, possibly because of the sound of the incessant thumping on it. Arthur Coates and Suite Ambiante. So, from Aberdeen to Quebec. And we're off to New Zealand for the next one. This is the Battle of Wellington. You didn't know there was a battle in Wellington, did you? This is a bit of a departure from the norm for this particular band. They're called Grannog, which is the Gaelic word for hedgehog. But they don't come from Scotland. They come from Waiheke Island in the Hauraki Gulf near Auckland. They were quite taken by this particular story. During the Second World War, some visiting American soldiers were a little bit cheeky and ended up learning a difficult lesson. Some different words in the song from Maori that might cause trouble. Napui is a large Maori iwi or tribe in Northland, in the North Island of New Zealand. Napui, so look out for that. Oh, and I should explain why the band is called Grannog. Why would they name the band after hedgehogs? Well, unfortunately for them, where they live, Waiheke Island, it's kind of overrun by hedgehogs. How annoying.
Americans, they came from the land of the free. Grandsons of soldiers who'd fought to keep slaves sailed to New Zealand from over the waves. One night in April we went out on the town. We had George and Shane Harris, the twins and Mike Brown. Mike owed some money down in our local pub, so we went to the Allied Servicemen's Club. The hard air were rolled up and he bought our first round. When out from the Yanks come this grumbling sound, some old boy from Georgia stood tall to his feet. He said, "We don't drink with darkies, get out on." Well, Mike's face was thunder as black as the night. Harry was smiling, he was always up for a fight. "We were back in your swamp, then we might let this pass. You're in Wellington, now sit back down on your ass." Well, the Yanks strode towards us like they had no fear. Harry was smiling as he put down his beer. The twins grabbed some pool cues from next to the bar to show how Napui used their old tire hard. Some Kiwi lads came to shore up our line. Harry was taking them three at a time, and we whistled old Dixie back into the streets to the tune of the whistles of those military police. More Kiwi lads came to help us along. Now fight was soon over, 1,000 men strong. There were Jippies and Sparkies with their fists flying free. Sent the Yanks on their train to fight Karkare. Our beer, surrounded by Yanks but still unscathed himself, we heard Harry roar, "Is there any
and forwards I'm reeling in tight, and it was some spree that I ain't been at last night. Well, I'd been to McCarty's with Patsy O'Mar, and we drank the black bottle from under the bar. And we drank and we drank, boys, we banished all care, and we gave not a thought to foul weather nor fair. And now on the floor I'm curled up in the heap, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the ping in a loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. Days that are gone, well, gaily I flurried my knotty blackthorn. And if I but only had it tonight, well, maybe I would not be a hard fight. Oh, and if Pat Murphy I chances to meet, it's an elegant brook sheen that we'll have in the street. And he'll soon be glad in his autos to creep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the ping in a loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. Drop down by the pink here and share his embrace, and let my red whiskers lie close to your face. This crater won't hurt you, he'll do you no harm. Drop down here, biddy, and keep me back warm, and squeeze up beside me as you oft done before. I'll sing you to sleep with the sounds of me snore. The rats and the mice all around us will creep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the ping in the loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. No use in telling me sober to keep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the ping in a loving embrace, the hairs of his curly tail tickling my face. And there's no use in telling me sober to keep, biddy lay me to sleep, biddy lay me to sleep.
And your man has a very fine voice. That's Derry Farrell, Clasped to a Pig. And before that, the Battle of Wellington from Graniorg. So two songs vaguely related to public drinking. Clasped to a Pig is from the album The Wedding Above in Glen Cree. And Laugh While You May is the Graniorg album. You're listening to Come All Ye, and today we're working our way through tracks from albums which were featured in 2023. Just having a little bit of a selection, and I'll look back on yet another year of good music. Next, the Bo'sun Higgs English Country Dance Band, Horton House and Quigley's Reel. Then a song from Joy Dunlop, who's a singer from Argyle. She sings in Gaelic. She's also a step dancer, and for a day job, she's a TV and radio weather presenter on BBC Scotland and BBC Alba. Well, there's a gig.
Thank you.
Singer from Argyll in Scotland, Joy Dunlop, with Nyan Ruban, Red-Haired Girl. Nothing to do with Peanuts comics, I suspect. And before that, two tunes from the Bosun Higgs English Country Dance Band, Horton House and Quigley's Reel. Both of those tracks, along with every other track on the program today, came from albums which were featured on this program in 2023, in a bit of a retrospective. We're having a bit of a trawl through 2023. If you want to hear this program again sometime down the track, it'll be available on Listen On Demand through the website of the program, comeallye.com/or the website of the radio station, 2mce.org. Either way, you can hear the program again. And if you go to comeallye.com, you can also see playlists of all the programs going back into the last century. You won't necessarily be able to access Listen On Demand that far back, but you can see what music was being played, or at least the names of the tracks, if that is your fancy. Here's Corey Purcell from the album Undaunted. He's a singer and a multi-instrumentalist and a composer and a step dancer. He comes from Pennsylvania. And most of the tracks I've played by Corey Purcell have been songs, but I'll play a set of jigs. This is Father O'Flynn, When Sick, Is It Tea You Want? Both very nice tunes. And after that, we'll hear a song from a singer-songwriter from Antigonish in Nova Scotia named Mary Beth Carty, a song called Bon Garçon. Thank you.
Alors j'étais chez mon père, roulant là la bouteille. Petit à la maison, la bouteille, bon, bon, bon. Petit à la maison, la bouteille, un bon garçon. Je m'en vais à la fontaine, roulant là la bouteille. Pour remplir mon cruchon, la bouteille, bon, bon, bon. Pour remplir mon cruchon, la bouteille, bon garçon. La fontaine est profonde, roulant là la bouteille. Coulez, je me suis au fond, la bouteille, bon, bon, bon. Coulez, je me suis au fond, la bouteille, bon.
That's an old French song called Bon Garçon. A young girl hides in a well and tells off a group of soldiers on horseback. From Mary Beth Carty's album Crossing the Causeway, and we heard a bit of archival music there at the end. The singer was Peter Chasson. Tape was recorded by a very important Canadian folklorist, Helen Creighton, 1944. And on that album, on this album that we've just heard, Peter Chasson's granddaughter, Hilda, was playing piano. And his cousin, Nicole Devaux, was also on vocals. Mary Beth Carty's album, as I said, is called Crossing the Causeway. And the causeway in question is the Canso Causeway, which joins Cape Breton Island to the larger area of Nova Scotia, reflecting Mary Beth Carty's links to that part of the world, because she was born in Antigonish. And before all that, I heard a set of jigs from Corey Purcell's album Undaunted. Here's Eric Bogle.
In the Arctic, the ice caps are melting, and one day they will all disappear. And though some people say that time's eons away, I've a feeling it's getting quite near. When the ice caps melt and the icebergs break off, it will cause a bit of a panic. And often big nasty birds will be floating around to sink a thousand Titanics. soul, let's dance with the devil. Now we've opened hell's door. And waltz and part one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. And our forests and our grasslands are burning. Global warming feeds a fiery red hell. Most of Earth's irreplaceable species will die, and a few human beings as well. If we just planted a trillion more trees, we could slow down or stop this free fall. But being greedy, short-sighted dickheads, as usual, we'll do bugger all. So let's dance with the devil, now we've opened hell's door. And waltz pop one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. And our farmlands are turning to desert. Our rich earth is turning to sand. Hot winds are blowing, little rains falling, drought and famine stalk many lands. Superstorms lash our coastline and cities, where they've never been sighted before. But most people I know say that's normal, and so I don't worry about it anymore. So let's dance with the devil, now we've opened hell's door. And waltz a corpse one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. And the leaders of our great nation say climate change is a communist hoax. God would surely smite me if I disagreed. They're all honest, true blue Christian blokes. In my beach house on Mount Kosciuszko, I'll raise a large glass of Gordon's pink gin to thank God that I have no grandchildren as I watch the tide rolling in. So let's dance with the devil, now we've opened hell's door. I'm all scorch one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. The Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Oh, yes, we are.
Eric Bogle's obviously thought it through. That's the Armageddon waltz. And that was from an album called The Source of Light. And once again, it was a featured album in 2023, as all the tracks on this program today are coming from albums that were featured albums in 2023. Next one is called Elan. That's the name of the album. Elan, Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy. And this is The Transatlantic Proposal, Clarsack and guitar. Thank you.
once there was a shepherd lad kept sheep upon the hill, and he's laid his pipe in his crook's side, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning. There he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed and he approached the maid. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he says, "and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew the silk and sea than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes alone, I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry home. I'll not touch your mantle and I'll leave your clothes alone, but I'll take you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my aim." And he's taken out of the clear water, he's rolled her in his arms. "Put on your clothes, my dear," he says, "and hide those bounteous charms." He put her on a milk-white steed, himself upon another, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. To her father's gate, and she's tirled at the pin, and ready stood a porter there to let the fair maid in. When the gates were open, it so nimbly she stepped in. She said, "Kind sir, you are a fool without, and I'm a maid within. So fare thee well, my modest boy, I'll thank you for your care. But have you done as you desired? I'd never have left you there. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time as your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning."
Be hearing more from that fellow. That's Wayne Brereton, the album called The Robin's Call, song Shepherd Lad. Bit of a reference to Scottish skinny dipping there, not the best climate for that activity. And Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy on Scottish harp, the Clarsac, and guitar. We heard The Transatlantic Proposal and The Maidens, apostrophe S. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Here's a word of warning from Nancy Kerr, her album The Poor Shall Wear the Crown, a song by Leon Rosselson. In fact, all the songs on this particular album, The Poor Shall Wear the Crown, are Leon Rosselson compositions. Nancy Kerr plays all the instruments and does all the singing. I think it might have something to do with COVID when this came out. Then we'll hear an Italian band called Gadan. G-A-D-A-N, the track called Jones Polka. It's an Italian band with one Irish and one American member and three banjos, so look out. But first, Nancy Kerr, Don't Get Married, Girls.
Don't get married, girls, you'll sign away your life. You may start off as a woman, but you'll end up as a wife. You could be a Vestal Virgin, take the veil and be a nun. But don't get married, girls, for marriage isn't fun. It's fine when you're romancing and he plays a lover's part. You're the roses in his garden, you're the flame that warms his heart. And his love will last forever, and he'll promise you the moon. But just wait until you wed it, and he'll sing a different tune. You're his tapioca pudding, you're the dumplings in his stew. And he'll soon begin to wonder what he ever saw in you. Still he takes without complaining all the dishes you provide, but you see he has to have his bit of jam tart on the side. So don't get married, girls, it's very badly paid. You may start off as the mistress, but you'll end up as the maid. Be a daring deep sea diver, be a polished polyglot, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a plot. Have you seen him in the morning with a face that looks like death? He's got dandruff on his pillow and tobacco on his breath. And he wants some reassurance with his cup of tea in bed, cos he's got worries with the mortgage and the ball patch on his head. And he's sure that you're his mother, lays his head upon your breast. So you try to boost his ego, iron his shirt and warm his vest. And you get him after work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford. So don't get married, girls, men are all the same. They just use you when they need you, you do better on the game. Be a call girl, be a stripper, be a hostess, be a whore. But don't get married, girls, for marriage is a When he comes home in the evening, he can hardly spare a look. All he says is, what's for dinner? After all, you're just the cook. But when he takes you to a party, he eyes you with a frown. And you know you've got to look your best, you mustn't let him down. Then he'll clutch you with that look, what I've got sparkle in his eyes. Like he's entered for a raffle and he's won you for the prize. But when the party's over, you'll be slogging through the sludge, half the time a decoration and the other half a drudge. So don't get married, girls, it'll drive you round the bend. It's the lane without a turning, it's the end without an end. Change your lover every Friday, take up tennis, be a nurse. But don't get married, girls, for marriage is a curse. Still you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford.
Scotland, the pubs all look like air raid shelters. Off we do, life's helter skelter. Wains in tally suits and bonnets stagger in tea bars and come out shining like electric saints in spring. In sleepy Scotland, was like as our damn few, and there indeed are in the queue with their divvy cards and Butlin's badges hung about like starlings on a piling, lining up to test their wings. And the last of the Mohicans tumbles out of the colouring bar and blows away like sagebrush in the empty London road. To God knows where, to God knows where. In sleepy Scotland, bingo queens we windmill arms dance cheek to cheek. We bold young dams bust in by Black Mariah's, while the billy boys and Fenians drown the future in the bloodbath of the past. In sleepy Scotland, the dear green place stops spinning round and festered like an open wound beneath a rusty Fairfield crown. The wrecking ball swung down and wiped out every dream that didn't vanish fast. And the last of the Mohicans pished his breeks and said he didn't care, then blew away like sagebrush down the empty London road for God knows where. The God knows where. And the fat cat with a briefcase in the camel coat and trilby said the way it snooze, the way it's always been and always will be. This is sleepy Scotland, pal. If boredom doesn't kill me, I'll keep Scotland sleeping on for years to come. Thank you. Scotland. A giant rose in Gaeta Road, even the deaf could not ignore. It echoed in the corridors of power, and maesters ran like rabbits, hiding from the hunt inside the holes. In sleepy Scotland, the fury of the dispossessed flowed like a sea of molten glass, and all the years of hopelessness turned overnight into a secret venom that would scorch their very souls. And the last of the Mohicans tumbled into the Killoran bar, nursed a pint, then blew away like sagebrush down the road, for God knows where, for God knows where, for God knows where, for God knows where.
Triple play there. That last one was a title track from Alistair Hewlett's album In Sleepy Scotland. In certain circles, 19th century Scots were thought unlikely to do anything to advance socialism. But then came John McLean and the Red Clydesiders, much applauded by Alistair Hewlett. We also heard Joan's Polka by the Italian band Gadan, G-A-D-A-N, and Nancy Kerr singing Leon Russellson's song, Don't Get Married, Girls. We'll hear now Elzik's Farewell, great old-timey tune, then the Melrose Quartet.
Keep all in all.
We set sail like bold Phoenicians for the gold on the horizon. Every soul lost to salvation, every song a Jew. Our captain is our Lord and jailer, for his wealth is our starvation. Every face a mask of hunger, every song a Jew.
Keep hauling on, mighty the jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on.
Drifts between two harbors, night falls black on the water. Terror swims in every slumber, bidding dreams adieu. With the morning wrapped in silver, rides a shadow on the water, eye as black as any cinder, bidding life adieu, adieu.
Keep hauling on, mighty jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on.
Our souls are on that water, like white gulls caught by the weather. Every siren singing danger, every song a Jew,
keep hauling on, mighty jaws of morning. War has made the billows roar. Morning, war has made the billows roar as we keep hauling on.
On the banks of the Thames, narrow boats, low tide, nestled in side by side, high and dry again. It won't be long, sunny or cloudy skies, river will always rise, hearts always mend. I sit by this river, this beautiful river, this murmuring river that whispers and sighs. Will you lie with me, love, just for this moment? Would you lie down beside me with the river and I?
¶¶
Tomorrow will come, sure as the sun rises at the strike of the heron, as evening birds sing, all bound for somewhere there's no way of knowing which way the wind's blowing or what tomorrow will bring. I'll soon be gone, back to what's left behind, off to the west and farther away. And soon you'll be gone, over the date line, off to another time and the turn of the day.
On the banks of the Thames, narrow boats, low tide, nestled in side by side, high and dry again. It won't be long, sunny or cloudy skies, river will always rise, hearts always mend.
Opening that triple play, Elzik's Farewell by the Real Time Travellers, then Hauling On by the Melrose Quartet. So Nancy Kerr back again with her husband James Fagan and Jess and Richard Arrowsmith. They're the Melrose Quartet. Then we heard Narrow Boats from David Francie's album The Breath Between. And I think it was Tara Spencer singing there with him, possibly playing piano as well. I don't know.
If you want a besom for to sweep your hoose, come to Mamie Hinney's, ye can hire you choose. My broom besoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather bread and better never grow. It's besoms for a penny, rangers for a plaque. If you win it by, I'll tie them on me back and buy broom besoms. Buy them but then you find how the bread is better never grew. If I had a horse, I would have a cart. If I had a wife, she would take me part. Buy room, besoms, buy them when then you find how the bread is better never grew. Had I but a wife, I cannot watch it be. But a woman, that's enough for me. Fine room, best of fine woman, and you fine heather bread is better never grew. If she likes a droppy whore, and I'll agree. If she doesn't like it, that's the matter for me. Buy room, besoms, buy them when then you find heather bread and better never grow.
Song called By Broom Bosoms, group from the northeast of England called Jack the Lad, an old album, 1974 album, but it made it to a featured album on Come All Ye in 2023, as did all the other tracks you've heard today. The Old Straight Track, the name of that Jack the Lad album, and it's a ripper. I leave you now with a harp duet by some very young musicians from the Isle of Man, Arabella A.N., and Lucy Gilmore. And this harp duet will be the end of the program. I hope you've enjoyed revisiting 2023. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.